Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And this month, new governors are taking office across the country, Republicans and Democrats, using New Jersey as the example of how they want to lead. The stakes are high. For example, one state, Illinois, has chosen a very different path than ours. They're in the throes of debating a 75% increase in income tax rates. Is that what we want for New Jersey? No. New Jersey intends to remain the leader, not only in turning around the national trend of out-of-control spending and taxes, but in finding the path to growth.
Governor Chris Christie from his State of the State address yesterday afternoon, New Jersey as a national model, who'd have thunk it? And coming up in a few minutes, we will play more excerpts from that speech. Take your calls with your assessments of Chris Christie's first year, and we'll talk to Mike Kelly from The Record. A lot of interesting stuff in the State of the State address, including a demand that any teacher who has to get laid off by merit, not seniority, as New Jersey towns and cities make additional budget cuts in the coming year. That's the only thing Christie demanded in his State of the Union, State of the State address, and we will dig into that coming up in a little while. But first today, my sympathies to the 1.1 million New York City school children, including my own 12-year-old son. The snow day you were certain, he was certainly certain, that you were going to get today did not happen. I sure hope you did your homework, kids. And we'll begin with a short call-in, which has you as the snow reporter. Call us with the report from your block. How are things? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Oh, and do you forgive the mayor yet for last time? You know, when we did this during the last storm, we were inundated with angry folks, obviously, reporting that your blocks had not been plowed. Today, it seems every cul-de-sac from Bensonhurst to Riverdale was plowed six times in the middle of the night. What's it like on your block? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And that's just in the city. How about if you're in the rest of our listening area, if you're in the New York suburbs or New Jersey or Connecticut? We'll talk to Mike Kelly about the snow, too, a little bit from the New Jersey perspective. I gather it's Connecticut getting hit the hardest this time. Anyone listening around Danbury right now or along Route 7 or anywhere like that where you think you might have the most snow? Call us and report on conditions near you, wherever you are. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And I think Gail in Manhattan has the archetypal story that I've been hearing so far. Hey, Gail, thanks for calling. You're on WNYC. Gail, are you there? Oh, Gail. All right, we're going to try to get back to Gail. But here's the thing, and I think this kind of goes to Gail's point. One of my producers came to work saying she lives on a nothing little side street in Brooklyn that was plowed repeatedly overnight, scraping the tarmac, as she put it, by the third run, even keeping people awake. Is that the new reason to be angry at the mayor today? They kept plowing my block unnecessarily, making noise at 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that you, Gail? Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Gail. So give us the report from your block. Gail, can you hear me? You want to give us?
I can barely hear you in the background.
Okay, sorry about that. Give us a snow report, Gail. I think Gail's... We don't know what's wrong. I think Gail's listening to the radio and hearing me on a 7-second delay.
I hear you now.
Okay. Try that snow report. What block and how are things?
I'm on the Upper West Side, 76 between Central Park and Columbus. It's fine today. It was interesting to me that last night between about 10 and 11:30 it was plowed seven times. Made me think that's a bit inefficient and that maybe there were other areas that weren't plowed as well.
It didn't make you happy and warm the cockles of your heart that the city was taking your block seriously?
Not exactly.
Thank you. Alan in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alan.
I'm hearing you very, very softly in the background.
Okay, so obviously we have a little phone connection problem. But, Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Alan?
Brian? Alan, give it a shot.
Slope in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And
All right. Alan, I'm sorry, but I think we have you back now.
Yeah, okay. I'm in Park Slope in Brooklyn. And last night until maybe 3 in the morning, I could hear plows going both on my street maybe 3 or 4 times and on the cross street at least 3 or 4 times, whereas last time we weren't plowed for 4 or 5 days.
And did it keep you up in the middle of the night?
Were they scraping hard
pavement by the end of it?
It was hard pavement almost right away. It seemed like a waste to me. It also made me wonder, you know, why didn't this happen before? They could have done the same thing before, but I just assumed everyone was taking off for the holidays.
Thank you very much. But maybe not so in Kew Gardens. Deborah, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello, Brian. Thank you. Yeah, my street has not been plowed. Hillside Avenue's been plowed, but 120th Street, we didn't get plowed from the last storm until Monday.
Whoa. They can't find 120th Street in Kew Gardens? That's not so obscure.
No, and it's not, and it's a problem for us because we live, you know, with two streets, Lefferts Boulevard and Hillside, get plowed because of emergency vehicles in the hospital, but all of the side streets are a mess.
So 120th Street in Kew Gardens, not plowed as of this moment.
Right.
How much snow do you think you have?
Oh, I would say we've got about 6 or 7 inches.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. And there you go, Sanitation Department. You know, I'll bet they made sanitation workers with the flu show up for work today and salute and smile as they hustled like Marines, don't you think? Oh, and weren't you just certain that school's chancellor, Kathy Black, would cancel schools today just to make sure her first official act didn't get thousands of kids stuck in snowdrifts? As if it was her decision anyway, while she gets up to speed. But now you got to give the city credit. They did not declare a snow emergency because they decided it was the right course of action to not declare one, even after admitting that they should have declared one last time. And they didn't close the schools, sticking with the usual practice. You know, schools have only been shut for snow, I think the number is 6 times in New York City in the last 32 years. They are tough on that. People need the daycare or whatever. Mirabelle in Crown Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mirabelle.
Hi.
What's happening?
I live 11 blocks away from Eastern Parkway in Crown Heights, and normally my streets never are plowed. They came by 2 or 3 times, twice at night. I actually moved to the living room so I could sleep. It was pretty amazing. It was very easy to get to work today.
Are you happy or aggravated? You sound happy.
You know what? I am happy. And guess what? Bloomberg gets to keep his job, right?
I guess so. You forgive the mayor now for last
time? Yeah, whatever.
Thank you. Rob in Cobble Hill, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I'm just excited that yesterday at lunchtime, so I guess it was about 6 hours. It was at breakfast, just after breakfast, 9 hours before I got the text from the Office of Emergency Management declaring a snow emergency. No, not a snow emergency. Emergency declaration.
Yeah,
weather declaration.
Something emergency. Right.
Right before that, 9 hours before that, they were plowing in the street. There was no sign of snow at all, and they were taking away our giant snow mountain that I had strangely become attached to in the last couple of days. But they were pre-plowing and pre-salting the street.
Pre-plowing. So in Cobble Hill, you were pre-plowed before a flake even fell.
Pre-plowed.
Yes. You know, the mayor has apologized to people now, I think, more times than people have watched Justin Bieber videos on YouTube.
Did he actually apologize?
Sure. Yeah, he did apologize a lot. Yeah. I guess it didn't break through to Cobble Hill.
No, not yet.
All right. Well, thank you all. There you are, our quick report on the snow. Plowing, more plowing, and pre-plowing seems to be the going report. Thank you all very much for calling. There you go. I think we will survive this one. Coming up next, more from Governor Christie's State of the State address, including his demand that if teachers have to be laid off this year, that it be done by merit, not seniority. Stay with us.